Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, this is going to be an important video because I want to show you the difference between how Donald Trump spent his 79th birthday versus how America spent its 250th birthday, because in it, you can see the struggle between authoritarianism and a better democracy. You can see Donald Trump praising Vladimir Putin while holding a military parade, while sending out insane Truth Social posts off the back of political violence happening this morning, versus the massive No Kings protests that broke out across the country. I was just at the No Kings protest in Chicago. We held an amazing live stream. I loved every single person that I met there. It was amazing. It was awesome meeting you all. And thank you to everybody who tuned in. But beyond that, protests broke out across the country. Incredible aerial scene from San Diego, where a massive crowd of 20,000 plus protesters are marching through the streets for the No Kings Day rally against Donald Trump. What about this? This happened in every single city across the United States. And while this is happening, Donald Trump begins to mobilize not the National Guard into California, but our troops in DC to just march with massive tanks. It's almost like a dude playing with, like, this is not a scene from North Korea right here. These are not scenes from North Korea. These are scenes from the United States while Donald Trump sits there acting like some weird emperor, looking oddly puffy. His face looks weirdly puffy today. But this display is incredibly bizarre. And Donald Trump claims it's to celebrate America's 250th birthday. But I would argue differently. I would argue America's 250th birthday was celebrated by the millions of people walking through the streets and exercising their First Amendment right that Trump and his admin so desperately want to quell. They do that in multiple ways. It's not just sending the Marines into LA. That's one of the most pure examples of Trump silencing speech. But I also want to talk about Trump suing media companies, suing law firms, suing universities over and over and over, using the executive branch as a weapon to come down on people. That is what No Kings Day was for. Stop the executive overreach. And after 250 years of this country, we want there to be a better democracy. Now, I want to talk about what Trump tweeted out while all this was happening. He sent out multiple insane Truth Social posts. It's worth pointing out, Donald Trump is not only embracing authoritarianism on the 250th birthday of this country and on his own birthday. I mean, he would do that every single day. But there was also an incredibly tragic shooting this morning. Manhunt underway after Minnesota Democratic House leader killed in politically motivated attack. Now, 57-year-old Vance Bolter had a bunch of different flyers for No Kings Day in his car. He had a list of 70 different politicians he wanted to assassinate. He ended up assassinating a Democratic lawmaker and her husband in Minnesota. Now, off the back of that, Donald Trump tweets these things out. This is a big day for America. This was 8 hours ago. Happy Flag Day, 8 hours ago. Our great military parade is on, rain or shine. Remember, a rainy day parade brings good luck. I'll see you all in D.C. Then, he says, I have been briefed on the terrible shooting that took place in Minnesota, which appears to be a targeted attack against state lawmakers. Our AG, Pam Bondi, and the FBI are investigating the situation. Such horrific violence will not be tolerated in the United States. God bless the great people of Minnesota. And then he tweets about President Putin. I want to read this Putin tweet in 1 second, but I don't really buy the virtue signaling of Donald Trump. I mean, this is the first time I've seen him say something de-escalatory, or at least attempt to. But you have to remember, when a MAGA lunatic goes out and kills two Democratic lawmakers, it's because of the rhetoric that comes top down from politicians in the Republican Party. Donald Trump has called the media the enemy of the people. He said that Democrats hate our country, that we are traitors to the country, that Democrats want to let in millions of illegals so these illegals could kill and rape and maim children. I mean, that is the narrative that Donald Trump is pushing, that we hate the country. Donald Trump should not be holding a military parade when on actual Memorial Day, like the day that matters, what he tweeted out was, Happy Memorial Day, even to those who hate our country. And then it was this long ass all caps post that a schizophrenic person would post. Literally, it starts up here and he posts an all capital post. But I want to read this post about Vladimir Putin as well, because it's a pure embracement of authoritarianism and it's just bizarre. Donald Trump's birthday post was, "President Putin called me this morning very nicely to wish me a happy birthday, but to more importantly talk about Iran, a country he knows very well. We talked at length. Much less time was spent talking about Russia and Ukraine, but that will be for next week." There's Donald Trump explicitly admitting Putin called him, wished him happy birthday, basically boosted his ego, blew smoke up his ass, and then got him to not even talk about Russia and Ukraine. Basically was like, we're not even going to talk about that. And then they talked about Iran. He is doing the planned prisoner swaps. Large numbers of prisoners are being exchanged immediately from both sides. The call lasted approximately 1 hour. He feels, as I do, this war should end. But you guys feel that for different reasons. Raise your hand if you think Donald J. Trump is the best president America ever had, says this reply on Truth Social. Sorry, I just got distracted by that. What a bizarre cult-filled website. What? It's an AI photo of him with a cone on his head? Okay, I can't go any further than that. But Donald Trump is getting his ass kissed by Putin on his birthday and openly posting about that, while taking Putin-esque actions and holding this military parade. By the way, it was sponsored by Coinbase. What an indictment of the way the country is working. This military parade, just listen.
Special thanks to our sponsor, Coinbase.
Bro, what is going on at this thing? We have a military parade where an announcer goes, "Special thanks to our..."
Special thanks to our sponsor, Coinbase.
Lord have mercy. Why? Why is a military parade in the United States being sponsored by Coinbase, which is like a crypto company? Then we have Donald Trump sitting there watching it. Let's hear what they're saying.
This feels so good to have a commander-in-chief as well as the Secretary of Defense, a Vice President, Secretary.
I don't even care what he was about to say there. I guess I want to leave it with this. Matt McDermott, again, shows the incredible aerial view from San Diego. I want to ask you guys, where did you protest today? How was your experience? Let me know what it was like. What city were you at? If you couldn't, make sure you check out the stream that we did. We did a 2-hour stream on the ground. If you haven't seen it yet, I urge you to go to the live stream section of my channel and watch the 2-hour stream. It was a great, great time. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. And I think we really proved a point today. We were able to pull all attention away from Trump's military parade and show that executive overreach will not be allowed in America. Now, the protests were big. The protests were awesome. I appreciate every single person who helped us today. And I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.